95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Why are you yawning?
I just woke up, man.
Oh. Hi, Long Monday. Weekend? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But not like next weekend, Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
I'll see you on Tuesday or Wednesday night. But I ain't coming in.
That's how it works?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's good to know.
It's going to be fun.
We have the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, it's up to $1,200 right now, and I like the subject matter. We won't tell you now. We'll tell you soon.
But it is $1,200, and you can play it before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
That's coming up. We also have Gimme 5 today.
That's right. It is edible. Not underwear, but food or, you know, whatever. You can eat it.
You can eat it. You can eat it.
I have a great one for Wednesday.
Yeah?
Your butt!
Excellent.
It's all about songs about your tush. Not you, but your tush.
I have many to add to that. We have tickets for the LA Kings taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night. Yep. And we have Danny Elfman we're going to speak to.
Oh, sweet.
20 minutes here.
Oh, right on.
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, baby.
Danny Elfman coming up in a minute.
And how much is the, it's like $1,200?
$1,200 for the KLOS $100,000 name game before 4 o'clock.
We should do that in a little while.
But let's start with some stupidity, shall we?
Sure, why not?
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
So a group of 9-year-olds decided to go paintballing for their birthday party.
Sure, okay, like they do.
And the employee lost it.
Lost what?
Everything. It was
okay.
It was a disaster.
All right.
It was his just losing it. He lost everything. Listen to this report, what he did to these little 9-year-olds.
Okay.
Well, 19-year-old Ramage, who was working at Mayhem Paintball in Longfield last June, was supposed to be in charge of the youngsters, but instead ended up shooting them between the legs, on the feet, and in the neck.
Okay. What? Wait, suddenly I'm picturing Cabin in the Woods, you know, when he's yelling at the screen at the little Japanese girls who have defeated the...
Yes.
What he has to say to them. That's what I'm picturing. What the hell?
Paintball hurts, first of all.
Sure.
A lot.
Even if you're 9, you don't want that.
Shooting them between the legs.
No!
Like, you sort of have to almost get them to pose for that. Right?
Strike a pose.
And on the feet, which also hurts like crazy, and on the neck.
Sure. Neck is, that's,
super painful.
Yeah. Let's see. Which one would you choose, Kevin? I think I'd go with
anything
foot.
But between the legs.
Yes, exactly.
It's crazy.
As well as swearing at them, the paintball company sacked him that same evening after immediately carrying out investigations.
Well, what was his problem? Why did he lose it?
He just lost it. Who knows why?
I'm really upset. Yes. I'm going to attack these 9-year-olds.
I don't get paid enough. I don't get it. These 9-year-olds are obnoxious to me. For whatever reason, he started shooting them in the balls.
Do they have a black phone that they could like get advice from other children who had been there before?
The same thing.
No?
No, that's a whole different thing. So he was shooting them in between the legs,
what a jerk.
On the feet, and in the neck, as well as swearing at them.
You dick!
And he escaped jail, but he's got a lot of money to pay back. And he has 150 hours of unpaid work and all kinds of other stuff because he decided that he wanted to abuse.
I'm very upset.
The 9-year-olds. It's my turn to take out my rage on everybody. Open your legs.
That's probably one of the most disturbing things I've ever heard you say.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is coming up before 4 o'clock.
But right this second, the phone is busy. You wouldn't be able to get through because we've got...
It's Danny Elfman.
How are you, Danny?
Hey.
Always happy to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Danny Elfman is going to be performing at the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Danny, for people who didn't see your Coachella, as it says in Variety, triumph.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a good word.
They called it a triumph, which I love. Try to explain to them what it is you're putting together.
It's an insane show that I first conceived for Coachella of like... a mosh of my life's kind of different things in terms of, I don't know how to explain it. It's one third or old songs, one third new songs, and one third film related work, all put together in a nonsensical, insane stew. And the difference between Coachella and this weekend is that it's almost doubled in length.
Wow. So nice.
If somebody, because Coachella is kind of a short, concise set.
Right.
Here, you know, it's like, well, we don't need to trim everything back. And in fact, we can add 12 more songs. And so we did.
Don't think there's too many artists that came out of the scene that you did that have gone on to do so many different kinds of music and done so well with it. So that really is saying a lot. I mean, I guess you probably don't want to talk about the exact soundtrack music you're going to play, but what are some of the ones you're going to touch on?
I just think, some of my favorites that mark different kind of points in my life that, including... I'll just say that it has my very first score,
okay.
A little bit of with Tim Burton, and my very last score that I finished earlier in the year, and some fun bits and pieces in between those 38 years.
And is there a lot of stuff in there that you hadn't really looked at or played with in a while?
Well, there's a lot of new songs that I've never played before. A few of the new stuff, part of it made it into Coachella. That was literally my first time playing them off a Big Mess. And now there's six more. And I'm playing songs for the first time ever. Film work, there's actually a couple of things that are new that people who've been to some of my film concerts will not have heard.
Right. Boingo, let's talk about that. You made it sound like you're the most nervous about performing Boingo and Big Mess, those two specifically. Is that true?
Yeah. In the film work, I'm not actually having to perform.
Right.
It's the orchestra. So I'm off the hook for those moments. But for the rest of it, I'm very much on the hook.
Right.
That's it's a challenge. Like, first off, kind of refinding my way into some of the early Boingo material and performing these Big Mess songs, like, either for the first or second time ever.
Right.
Yeah, I this weekend for the 9 millionth time watched Erga Music War, and your Ain't This the Life performance was just, I mean, that there's so much energy. It must have been so crazy to be in those tiny little clubs with so many people on stage. I mean, do you tap into that energy again now?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, those were my favorite days with Oingo Boingo, for sure.
Right.
Were those days, Whiskey and the Roxy and the clubs in Los Angeles. It's just impossible to kind of top that kind of sense of energy you get just like in a club where you're right in people's faces.
Right.
You know, you can see they're getting the sweat off my fingers and I feel like coming off of them. But that being said, the songs still take a lot of energy.
Yeah, sure.
And, it's no kind of like leisurely walk through my life. I put things in a way that's pretty intense and nonstop and in the way that I like it, where it's just bam, 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 bam. I don't like doing anything leisurely.
Right.
So this show will be pretty intense.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great. It's Friday and Saturday night at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster if you want to see From Boingo to Batman to Big Mess to Beyond.
That's going to be really hard to fit on the marquee, dude.
With Danny Elfman.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're one of our favorites, Danny. Yeah, thank you for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
I love you both.
Thank you.
Take it easy, man.
Thanks, Danny. Yeah, bye.
I'm not sure which of his music I'm the most excited to see at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean,
I love
his soundtrack stuff so much. Beetlejuice?
I was just going to say, it's annoying how good he is at everything.
Danny, everything. Knock it off. It's true, man. It's true. Thanks very much to him.
Danny Elfman about his shows this Friday and Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster. Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, my brother.
I was reading about Instagram and how they're thinking about starting something new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, new old. Like MySpace. You remember MySpace?
I never actually did MySpace. Didn't do it.
Really?
I was aware of it. But yeah, I never played along. I don't know why.
Really?
Stuck up ass, I suppose.
Dork.
Really? Now hold on.
Maybe I'm the dork.
But what are they planning on doing? Are they ripping off?
They had a you could pick a theme song.
Oh, just like any song? Any
yeah,
thong?
Basically. Yeah. Any thong, yeah. Like the thong song. Any song you could pick as your theme song.
As your
and Instagram
theme song.
Is talking about doing this.
Oh, so like when you show up at your page, that song would be
That song
playing.
Would start playing.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So I've been doing some thinking about what my song would be.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And
the greatest American hero theme?
I mean, how funny would that be? My problem is I can't stop thinking of comedy answers.
Right. Yes.
And my other problem is
right.
Songs that I love, I don't know that they represent me.
Oh, right. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow, that is tough. I mean, there's so much music. I'm just obsessed with music. I think it would. I mean, I don't.
This would be my second choice.
Yeah. Just so long as it isn't Kanye, I'm fine with that.
Correct.
But really, you're going to go with.
Nothing makes me laugh more than that.
I do honestly know a couple of people who love that song.
No, you
don't.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, my friend Mark is always, since
that
the show was on.
So bad. And
a really good friend of mine, too, another one.
And yet, really, really, really gets stuck in your head.
It definitely gets stuck in your head.
So I would have people hating me on all sides.
Oh, my God. Every time you went to the page.
What song would you use?
That's just so tough.
Because if you have a favorite song, let's say I have a favorite song is Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails.
That doesn't
represent me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, though, you say that, I could say Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
Oh.
Because I love the Pixies.
Yes, and that
love
does
them
represent
to tiny
you.
It does, yeah. Like, yes. What is wrong with me?
Excellent.
Exactly. Yeah, so maybe, but I'd have to give me a couple years to think about it.
That's what I'm saying, is it takes a while to come up with something.
When are they going to start this?
I'm not sure. They're just thinking about it. Yeah. But I thought we would use that as our topic today.
All right, what would be your theme song?
What would be your theme song?
All right.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe something pops to mind immediately.
Right.
And maybe not. Maybe it's like, I don't know. What song really represents
you? But if you do have one that absolutely represents you, and especially if it's like KLOS or this one for Kevin.
That one's spoken for. That one's already taken. So anything else? 818-955-KLOS.
But don't they get freaked out when you're using real music, real songs on social media? Don't they say, take that down or we'll sue you?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how to do that, though. They've been doing it with reels. But Instagram is talking about having you pick a theme song like they did in the 1930s with MySpace.
All right.
So we're looking for what would your theme song be? KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
All right, what would it be?
I'm All Out of Love by Air Supply.
I'm all out of love.
I'll give you points for being persistent.
Persnickety.
This is Dilbert.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Wow, have you been trying to call since Saturday or Friday?
Can this be the last call about Air Supply, though? We get it. We love it. It's funny. Well done. Well played.
No.
And good night.
And good night. Thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I got one for you. I kind of lean towards the Dead Kennedys. Too drunk to fuck.
I've been there way, way, way too much, dude. I know what you mean.
Right, but do you want it to represent you? That's the message.
Maybe, truth in advertising.
But all my friends would know it by me.
Okay, all right. I got you.
That's awesome, dude. Thanks, man.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hello, theme songs, yes?
Yep. If you were to pick a theme song.
My theme song would be Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures.
Oh, that's a gooder.
Interesting. I like that. That is a great song.
You a surfer?
Well, no, but I have a band that plays that song.
Oh, nice. Right on. What's your band called?
We're called Mojo 66.
Nice. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey. There. You have to pick a theme song. What would it be?
It's Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady.
I had plenty of people, especially when my hair was down to my ass when I was a teen, go, yes, ma'am, can I help you, ma'am?
Of course, and you should have.
And I don't know how many times they didn't know that I was a dude.
All?
Yeah, all.
Yeah. Well done. That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks, man.
That's it.
Awesome. Oh, wait, I have one.
Oh, yeah. KLOS.
If you had a theme song, what would it be? Oh, I've got one. Hold on.
Okay. That's a good way to test your speakers, though.
We are talking about if Instagram adds the personal theme song.
Like, so you show up at your Instagram page and this song starts playing.
Correct. What song would you pick? KLOS, hello.
Kenny Rogers, I just stopped in to see what condition my condition was in.
I like it.
I always like titles like that. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. And if the phone doesn't ring, it's me. And your phone is
creative.
Off the hook, but you're not.
Right.
From X. Love it. Great one, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on? I got a theme song.
You have a theme song. All right, let's hear it.
Love in an Elevator.
Have you?
I like it. When was the last time?
I have.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I actually work on elevators.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
What are you calling from the 1920s?
I'm working on elevators from 1920.
Oh, working on them.
Excellent.
Thanks, dude. God,
thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, my theme song will be My Fist, Your Face by Aerosmith.
That's pretty great.
That's a lot of Aerosmith.
That is a lot of Aerosmith.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
If you had to come up with a personal theme, what would it be? If Instagram followed the way of MySpace and had you pick a theme song, what would it be?
Hi, it would be... The Bitch Is Back by Elton John.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it.
Nice. That's
like
awesome.
It. That's a good choice. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, talking about personal theme song.
Changes in Latitude.
Mr. Buffett.
You know, we actually saw his cheeseburger in Paradise in Maui. We actually walked right past
it. Is that right?
Packed, but I would have gone in otherwise.
I got a song that's also a cure for insomnia.
Yeah. Please.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Oh. That'll do it. Yeah, you know, if you put that on loop, that should knock you out. We were talking about that the other day. You're
make me want to take myself out.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there. Your theme song?
My theme song would be Betty Davis Eyes by Candy Pants.
Very nice.
Eyes will fool you, which are really a lot more inside.
And do you have those kind of eyes?
I do. Sweet. I have big, bright blue eyes everyone can fool a lot of people with.
Nice. So were you thinking that she was saying she's a spaz back in the day and not knowing she was saying she's a spy? Because that's what I always thought she was saying.
A little right?
I always thought
spaz,
too.
I always make up my own lyrics.
Sure.
I'm horrible at that game.
I do that all the time. Right on. Thank you for calling, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Hi. Your theme song.
Love the show.
Thank you.
My theme song would be Does Anybody Really Care What Time It Is by Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. All right. Nice. That's a good one. Why exactly that? What is it about that hits home?
Because everybody's always so pressed for time. Yeah, how much time you got? How much time you got? After a while, you just want to chuck it all and say,
who gives a rat's ass? Let's go sit on the beach. Yeah.
So that represents you well. I like it.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your personal theme song. Right now, we are talking about your personal theme song. You have one?
I used to care what people thought, but I don't care anymore.
Here, here. So, Phil Collins, I don't care anymore?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
That's a good one. I used to love that song.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Your personal theme song?
Theme song, Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friend.
Oh, good one. Nice one. And that particular cover, huh?
No, not really.
Oh, just anyone. We'll go with the Beatles then.
All right, thank you.
Right. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
Hi. Hey. How about the Jeffersons?
The Jefferson theme song? We're moving on up?
Yeah.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I think I would have to go with Sanford and Son, most likely, myself.
Well, that's how my backyard is. But
right this second. Yeah, baby. Hey, I see you've got some edibles over there, Kevin.
Five songs in a row.
Gummy bears are delicious.
The theme is edibles.
Edibles.
So you can eat, you can drink.
Oh, I see.
You can lick it.
You can...
however you want to eat or drink or lick.
It's ingestible. You can listen to the songs or you could swallow the songs.
Correct.
All right. So if you got something, 818-955-KLOS. Shall we begin with Van Halen and Ice Cream Man?
Okay. Yes, please. You know, we thought we'd do Give Me Five.
Yeah.
Five songs in a row with a theme.
For
a
change.
The theme is edibles.
Yeah, you can eat it. We can play it.
Correct. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Custard Pie, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's a gooder.
Well done.
Who's this?
Peter.
And why did it sound like you had a clown horn at the beginning of this call, Peter?
Well, I'm driving home.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question.
You have someone trapped in the back? Is that the deal? You just picked him up?
No, it's one of those Bluetooth things.
Sure.
I got you.
Good one. Yeah. Hey, now, I don't know what kind of custard pie he's talking about, but it sounds kind of delicious.
KLOS. Hello.
Yeah. Songs with food.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys could pull this one off. Probably not in the right breath, but would like to hear Just Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic.
Which one? Oh, Just Eat It?
Just Eat It.
That's pretty good.
That is, actually.
That's a pretty solid request.
Hold on a second. Let's see if we have Weird Al in here. Just Eat It.
I'm guessing not, but...
maybe. Hey, we do! It's there!
What?
Look,
what?
It's right there! What if I were to accidentally push play right now?
Doesn't seem accidental.
So, wait, wait, when's this movie coming out with Harry Potter?
It's called Weird, the Al Yankovic story, and it's coming out November 4th.
Who would have ever begun to believe that Daniel Radcliffe would end up playing Weird Al Yankovic?
That is odd, KLOS. Hello.
Hi, I have a name song.
Okay, although I'm not exactly sure what that means.
I mean, I have a food name. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's very different.
Who are you?
Carmen.
Go ahead.
Cinnamon Girl by Neil Young.
Gimme six.
What? Oh, wait. Oh, we have another song?
We have time for another one.
I was never very good at math.
Gimme six.
Okay, all right.
Let's do six.
Who's this for?
Gary and Hemet wanted to hear...
What? Now that's an edible.
They really like their cherry pie, don't they?
I'll have a slice of that, please. It's a five, but this time six. Give me six.
Give me six.
Give me six, six,
whatever
six.
We have time edibles. For.
Yeah, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. We will take caller 13 right now to start playing a game.
Oh, nice.
See if you can win those tickets. Nice. Four tickets for you. Caller 13. Cool.
Good luck. Ozzy continues to amaze. Brand new stuff there from Ozzy. Nothing feels right on KLOS.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, man.
We have some tickets for the LA Kings. KLOS, who's this?
This is Chuck.
Jack!
Chuck.
Chuck!
Chuck.
Chuck, you're caller 13.
Well done, Chuck.
Thank you.
We're going to play a game of hockey... slang. Are you ready?
Sure.
In hockey, which player do they describe quite often as standing on his head?
The goalie.
That is correct.
Oh,
nicely
right
done.
Out the gate. Chuck, you're on fire.
Nicely done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get your tickets at LAKings.com/ticket. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to Danny Elfman today.
Oh, that was so great. I love Danny so much.
He has
a big fan.
Two shows this Friday and Saturday night at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's going to be incredible.
It's going to be one-third Oingo Boingo,
yep.
One-third some of his film scores,
which is amazing,
and one-third his new album, Big Mess.
He said he's going to quite intentionally make it a big mess. He's going to jump around all over between all eras and just make it insane, which is Danny's style.
It sounds fantastic. Friday and Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Let's play a game.
Let's have you be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. And you can play the game.
$1,200 up for grabs.
What is your name?
Moses.
Moses, you are caller 13.
Yes.
Well done.
Hot damn.
All right.
We are looking for a popular cocktail with a two-word name.
Cocktails.
Cocktails.
Cocktails. I can tell you the last couple of guesses were Tequila Sunrise and Bloody Mary. So what would you like to guess for $1,200?
How about Old Fashioned?
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Kevin had not actually heard of an Old Fashioned, or you didn't know that would be...
I didn't realize it was so well known.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess I just never had it.
Yeah.
I actually haven't either.
Sorry, that is incorrect. But now it's up to $1,400.
So try again next hour, man, sometime between 4 and 5.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
About 10 minutes away from Gibby 5 on 95.5 KLOS. Right now, your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Do it. Call us. Win.
818-955-KLOS. We will take caller 13. You could win $1,400.
Name game.
For names, it's a game. That's how we do it. KLOS, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce!
Bruce, you are caller 13.
Oh, right.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We're looking for a popular cocktail with a two-word name.
It is worth $1,400 right now, and I can tell you the last couple of guesses were Tequila Sunrise, delicious, and an Old Fashioned. Yes, please. So what do you got for us?
Whiskey Sour.
Whiskey Sour. That's a good drink, too. Man.
Sorry, that is a good one.
It's making me thirsty.
And yet incorrect.
Incredible drink.
Try again next hour for $1,600.
We'll see you in 2023, buddy.
Okay, bye. Right, yeah, bye. I want to win some money.
Yeah, let's play the game.
$1,600 up for grabs as part of the KLOS $100,000 name game.
This one. This beautiful thing. How much is it worth right now?
$1,600.
If you can be caller 13, 818-955.
KLOS. Good luck.
The name game.
beautiful.
That was my remix. You cannot get it anywhere.
Good. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Kim? What if you were caller 13?
I would love that.
I think your dog would like it, too. What's your dog's name?
Indiana and Daisy.
Ah,
Indiana and Daisy.
We named the dog Indiana.
We did.
That's awesome.
All right, Kim, we're looking for a popular cocktail with a two-word name.
I think I got this.
I hope so. I can tell you that the last two guesses were Old Fashioned and Whiskey Sour. It's worth $1,600. You could buy a lot of whatever drink you're talking about right now if you got the right one.
Oh, I hope I got it. I got a few guesses, but my main one, I think I'm going to go with John Daly.
John Daly.
Second, can I guess again?
No, you can't guess again.
Oh.
I love that idea, though.
I do love the enthusiasm.
I'm a bartender. I got like 10 guesses. Oh. I know this.
Yeah. Well, then what is that one you just said? I've never heard of it.
It's an Arnold Palmer with vodka.
Oh.
It's vodka, lemonade, and iced tea, baby.
I want that. There's so many great drinks working.
I know, no kidding.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, but tomorrow morning, you can be listening to $1,800 at 8 o'clock with Heidi and Frank.
Thank you.
Good luck. I think she would have the luck, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Kinks' Lola peaked at number 9 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1970. Cream had recently reunited for a few shows at the Royal Albert Hall in London, and on this day in rock in 2005, they played the first of 3 sold-out shows at MSG in NYC.